It's a great pleasure for me to welcome you all to the University of Manchester for the Foundation for Science and Technologies debate, and welcome indeed to the chairman of the FST, Earl of Selborne, and the president of FST, Lord Jenkins, and also to the chief executive, Dr. Dougal Goodman, and of course welcome to our visitors. It seems fitting that the evening is being held in what I hope you'll agree is quite splendid surroundings. We're rather proud of our Whitworth Hall. It's the last building in the quadrangle of the main university buildings that were designed by Alfred Waterhouse and named after Sir Joseph Whitworth. He was a Mancunian engineer, entrepreneur, inventor and philanthropist. Sir Joseph started his career as an apprentice mechanic and set up his own manufacturing business here in Manchester. He was a very skilled mechanic and is perhaps best known as the inventor of the standardised screw threads, which had wide-ranging applications in precision manufacturing. Sir Joseph's success was considerable, and on his death he bequeathed much of his fortune to the people of Manchester, with, for example, the Whitworth Art Gallery and the Christie Hospital, all partly funded by Whitworth's money. So a very apt example of how a local company can benefit society and the economy. And indeed, this is a feature of many of the older buildings in Manchester and some in the university that were funded by the philanthropy of successful businessmen. So tonight's theme of the role of mid-sized companies in growing the economy resonates strongly with our university's commitment, not just to world-class research and discovery, but also to research which yields economic, social, and cultural benefits. As a university, our research is directed primarily at new discoveries, perhaps sometimes not fully understanding at the time what their eventual application or benefit may be. And I make no apology for that, because I think that universities, if anywhere, are places of fundamental discovery. However, our broader mission and the public investment we receive mean that we must also recognise the importance and the impact of what we do, and that we must do everything we can to ensure that these discoveries contribute to the benefit of society as a whole, even though it may not be within our own skill sets to develop those applications, and therefore it requires that we work with partners. Such application and economic benefit also benefits our university. Working with external partners provides a source of stimulating ideas for our research and teaching, a means of ensuring that our discoveries are applied, and it brings opportunities to gain resources for reinvestment in our core activities. But I still argue frequently that we should look at partnership with business, not in terms of just finance, but as a valuable partnership with mutual benefit and exchange of knowledge. A culture of enterprise and entrepreneurship alongside fundamental discovery helps our staff, students and graduates develop and capitalise on their ideas and indeed on their future careers. Business engagement means working with companies, small, medium and of course large. We also use this term to include our interactions with other external organisations, for example the National Health Service and those in the cultural sector. We work closely, for example, with the BBC in Salford, theatres, galleries and the music industry. Also charities and social enterprises. Our university's strategy for business engagement has three key strands. Knowledge exchange with existing organisations, whether contract, collaborative, informal networking or continuing professional development in any form whatsoever. Commercialisation, that is, bringing to market and or application the ideas and intellectual property resulting from our research. And, of course, the people dimension, because universities are, above all else, places of education and training. We want to equip our students and staff with the necessary knowledge and skills to contribute to the economy and society. I won't elaborate on these any further, because I'm sure that Luke Georgiou will have a lot more to say about each of these areas. We're generally doing well in each of these, and from a relatively poor start, I would say, a number of years ago. But of course, we have ambitions to do very much better. And for this reason, I'm looking forward to this meeting and the feedback from it, and from the three speakers and their thoughts on the issues. So just to summarise before I hand over to the other speakers, we value highly our engagement with business. We can never lose sight of our core mission, which is to discover new knowledge and to guard academic freedom. We must demonstrate our independence, think very carefully about conflicts, and ensure public disclosure of any commercial interests we engage with. But with these important caveats, better engagement with external organisations has huge benefits for the university, for its staff and students, while also yielding economic, social and cultural benefits. Thank you very much indeed for coming along, and I'll now hand over to Tara Alice to give the first presentation.